Lebanon will file a complaint against Israel before the UN Security Council for violating the country's southern border. Widespread condemnation has sparked in recent days from Lebanese officials due to ongoing Israeli violations. Lebanese Foreign Affairs Minister Gibran Basile has asked Lebanon's delegation at the UN to file 3 complaints against Israel at the Security Council in regards to violations of the country's sovereignty and Security Council Resolution 1701. Violations consist of Israel crossing the blue line, uprooting 2 trees about 10 meters within the Lebanese territory, and Israeli gunboats entering into Lebanese territorial waters.
Today, Israel, without a doubt, practices violations not only on Palestinians, but on all Arab states, including Syria and Lebanon. The Israeli violations are ongoing in regards to Lebanon, which includes violations of water, land, and space. Every month, more than 141 Israeli aggressions are recorded, which pose a threat to stability and security in Lebanon. The Arab world needs to stand in solidarity against these violations.
However, even though Lebanon has taken the case to the United Nations, many are doubtful this will halt Israeli hostilities.
I don't believe that the United Nations will issue any condemnation to Israel because it will be blocked by the United States or France or even Great Britain. This has been repeated for the past 5 or 6 decades. Israel was always supported in its aggressions against Lebanon and other Arab states.
Lebanon's ambassador to the United Nations, Nawaf Salam, is ordered to follow up on the complaint and inform the Foreign Affairs Ministry of any developments. 3 complaints will be lodged against Israel. But the question raised is, what sort of measures will the international community take to pressure Israel to stop its violations and attacks? If history is any indicator, many are fearful the answer is completely nothing at all. Lamis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.